Mali's junta announced on Monday a ban on the activities of NGOs funded or supported by France, including humanitarian groups, amid a worsening row between Paris and Bamako. The West African nation's interim prime minister justified the move in a statement on social media, calling it a response to France's recent halt to development aid for Mali. The French foreign ministry said last week it had made the decision, which came 3 months after finalizing its pullout of anti-jihadist forces from the country over Bamako's alleged use of paramilitaries from Russian group Wagner. New Zealand's Supreme Court has ruled the country's 18-year-old voting age discriminates against people 16 years and older, and now Parliament is considering the issue. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The issue of 16-year-olds voting was brought to the court by an advocacy group, which argued at 16, a New Zealand citizen can already drive, work full-time, and pay taxes, so why not vote? The Supreme Court apparently supported that argument, as does Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, but she told a news conference Monday she cannot simply make the measure law.
Given this question is a matter of electoral law and requires a supermajority, or 75% of the House, to change the law as it stands, it should not just be a matter for consideration of the government of the day, but for the parliament as a whole.
Ardern said the vote would likely occur in the coming months, but any change in the voting age would not take effect until after next year's general election. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Colombian government and the South American country's largest remaining guerrilla group have resumed peace negotiations, breaking a roughly four-year hiatus during which the rebels have expanded the territory where they operate. I'm Joe Ramsey.